This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
And we welcome you to the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show with NU Interim President Susan Fritsch, where we catch up with what's been happening around the university. And last couple of days, obviously, Thanksgiving celebrations going on with family and friends. I'm wondering, Susan, what you're most grateful for this year?
Well, you know, Greg, the thing I'm most grateful for is my family. My husband, Russell, my three children, and seven grandchildren. They remind me every day of what's truly important, and I'm lucky to have them in my life. I'm also grateful to work in higher education here at the University of Nebraska. There is so much to be proud of. The University of Nebraska has incredible momentum in almost every area.
Well, fans have heard about those successes each week as we've visited.
Yes, there are more accomplishments than there is time on this show. So I'll give you my top five things I'm thankful for at the University of Nebraska.
That sounds good. Let's take it away with number five.
Greg, I'm grateful for our students. These young people are so excited about pursuing their dreams. And when I look at them, I see tomorrow's doctors and nurses, farmers and ranchers, programmers and teachers.
Nebraska's future workforce.
Yes, and they choose the University of Nebraska because of the excellent, affordable education that we provide. We have more than 51,000 students enrolled across the university this year. And we are looking to grow enrollment, Greg, because when the University of Nebraska grows, so does the state.
Let's move on to number four on the top five list of things that you're thankful for.
Well, Greg, I'm thankful for the research going on at the University of Nebraska. We have experts who are focused each and every day on solving the most pressing challenges facing our state, our nation, and our world. Whether that's protecting our military and keeping our country safe, looking for ways to ensure young kids growing up in poverty have an equal playing field, finding a cure for cancer, a deadly disease that affects so many Nebraskans, producing more crop per drop to feed a growing world, are managing highly infectious diseases that could decimate a city or even a country. Our researchers transform lives here in Nebraska and around the world through the work they do.
The research being done is definitely something to be grateful for. It impacts each and every one of us. What about number three?
Well, I'm grateful for our faculty and our staff. They're truly the heart and soul of the university. The University of Nebraska has some of the most talented faculty I've ever met. They're training our future business owners, engineers, and entrepreneurs, doing research that makes a difference, and developing the workforce that will grow our economy. We wouldn't have the momentum we have today without the hard work of our faculty and staff, and I'm so fortunate to serve alongside people like them. Their commitment to transforming the lives of our students and people around the state and around the world is just incredible.
It sure is. All right, so number two in your top five list of things you're thankful for.
Our strong partnerships. We have a leading university thanks to strong commitments from the state of Nebraska and from our private donors, the business community, the education community, and partners in industry and across the state. Our partners have helped and are helping us build facilities like a brand new engineering building, Kiewit Hall at UNL, the Plombeck Early Education Center at UNK, a new home for the Monroe Meyer Institute at UNMC, the Biomechanics Research Building at UNO, and the list could go on and on. And Greg, the impact that these partnerships make are momentous. Our partners understand this. At the end of the day, we're stronger together. A perfect example is an initiative that was jointly announced earlier this week by the governor, the university, the Department of Education, the state colleges, the community colleges, and the chambers of commerce. We're coming together to support on-time graduation so students have less debt and can enter the workforce more quickly. The Commit to Complete initiative, as we're calling it, has us all holding hands for the betterment of our students.
And that brings us to the number one thing that you're grateful for this Thanksgiving.
Greg, the number one thing I'm grateful for, the people of Nebraska. I'm thankful to live in a state that loves and supports its university and believes in public education. We have the greatest fans in the country, fans who love their teams and their university and care about its success. The University of Nebraska is surrounded by people who believe in and support what we do. There really is no place like Nebraska.
Susan, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. And we're back with more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.